You've written on the Guardian's politics blog that this cash for influence scandal is even worse than the cash for questions saga of the 1990s. Why do you think these allegations of corruption are so serious?
Well, the main reason is Cash for Questions was about tabling embarrassing and difficult questions to basically help Mohamed El-Fayed in his fight over the takeover of Harrods. And it was designed against another entrepreneur. And it was just questions with admittedly money changing hands. This is about changing the law of the land and actually taking far larger sums of money, up to 120 grand being offered at one stage, to basically table an amendment that will benefit one company or at least fix up a situation there. And that is really far more serious than just asking questions about an issue.
Labour's leader in the Lords, Baroness Royale, launched an inquiry into these allegations yesterday. But if they have broken any rules, what's the kind of punishment that they can expect?
Well, absolutely nothing. I mean, they're frankly, the worst they can expect under the present rules is that there will be a debate on this and they will be named and shamed. They will get up and apologise and then go to work the next day as if nothing had happened. Now, what there was a strong feeling, I talked to peers, both Conservative and Labour, after her statement yesterday, and they were telling me that as a minimum, they think they, if this proves to be true, people should be suspended from the House. And if it was something absolutely grotesque, I don't know, a peer is found having taken £1 million, say, and got away with changing the law, should actually be expelled from the House for the Lords for the rest of their life. Frankly, the feeling is that they've got to tighten up their act. There was a really interesting observation from Lord Campbell Savers, who's a veteran MP and great campaigner against sleaze, when he said the whole of the world has seen this going on in the House of Lords and we've got to do something about it.
Does not this whole affair, with so much bad publicity, which has been transmitted over the weekend throughout the world, allegations, whether they're proven or unproven, indicate that there are some aspects of self-regulation which simply do not work, with the result that the House is being brought into disrepute?
The upper house, the House of Lords, is supposed to be sort of unimpeachably wise and beyond this sort of sleazy kind of day-to-day grubby politics of the House of Commons. But as if this is true, you know, we've seen that the opposite is true. It does add weight to calls for radical reform of the House of Lords.
Yes, it does. And the key thing in the House of Lords is, and this is why I think it's so serious, I might add, you could get an amendment put through because it's a revising chamber. It's meant to deal with the little bits of detail. You could tailor amendment to benefit a small number of companies and basically get it through. You could know you'd get it debated. You know you have a chance of getting a vote through this. In the Commons, it's a more whip system. And frankly, if you're dealing with a specialised interest, it's much more difficult, A, to even get your amendment debated. So it does say that an elected chamber, which probably would have more controls on it, would actually help stamp this out.
The Sunday Times journalists asked Labour, Tory and Liberal Democrat peers whether they were prepared to accept money in exchange for helping to change the law, but only Labour peers took the bait. It's particularly bad for Labour, this, isn't it?
It's very bad for Labour, and it's because of it's a governing party. They did, to be fair, ask 5 Labour peers. The fifth one outed himself yesterday, Lord Toby Harris.
Is my noble friend aware that although I was not named in yesterday's articles in the Sunday Times, I was approached by the undercover journalists in question? My lords, as I am confident that I did not breach any of the House's rules, nor did I offer to do so, I nevertheless think that it is important, as I was the subject of the journalists' deception and attempted entrapment, that it is clearly important that I be given the opportunity to be questioned by the subcommittee. Yeah.
And he was the only one who basically thought, this is a bit strange. I don't organise meetings. I don't do work in this way. You know, I don't give people a contacts list. And he said they kept pushing him, the Sunday Times, as it turned out, to say something, and he wouldn't. But he was the only one of the five who actually didn't fall for this. So it's really rather bad news for Labour. It suggests that some other peers have half got a mind on making a bit of money on the side, or at least thinking about making a bit of money on the side, because they've connected to government.